All right, Scout Florida fans, that's right. We are back this week, the Scout Florida Radio Show, with your hosts here, Kelsey Dudley and Tony Sands. We are here to bring you the local sports here in South Florida and also the local hot topics that are going on out there in sports and some of the top players and matchups in high school football as the playoffs arrive. Tony, what's going on, baby?
What's happening, man? You know, off the air, we have some great dialogue that's going to be great for the show. I can't wait till we get to it because there is some miscommunication, some misperceptions, some metaphors, illustrations.
Go heat.
And I'm trying to get an understanding of how we come to this conclusion. How do we come to this conclusion? Is that what you're saying, you buying into it, that you believe? I can't understand it.
Go Heat. Go Heat. Go Heat. Go Heat. Hey. The topic that we have going on here is going to be very interesting here tonight. Well, we'll have some of the local sports and also the top national topics where we can get involved. And I know Tony doesn't like it, but we'll get all over and all into the Heat, which, hold on, LeBron may have just made a dunk. Hold on. They're playing right now in Philly. That's right. He may have just made a dunk.
We can't talk about Philly until we get past the Celtics. We can't talk about Philly. You ready to jump into Philly? I know you Miami Dolphin fans. You Miami Heat fans, you love to jump past things. You don't like to face reality for what it is. And you put on the court reality. You put reality on the court. But you came up with something else. And I know you don't want to discuss that.
Oh, no.
You know, I mean, you typical South Florida fans.
We're going to die.
You typical South Florida team fans are something else. I tell you. You guys are something else in the utmost.
Fans, I cannot wait. I cannot wait. Stay tuned. Hey, we want you to start calling in early tonight so we can get all into this topic and also some other topics that may be of choice, some hot topics going on out there that we'll dive into also. Make sure you call in here. Local lines are 530-413-4515. Or you can dial 415-287-0074. That's AT&T, T-Mobile, even Metro. Even Boost can pick us up.
Yeah.
You can pick us up.
Boost
so dial in.
Up the antennas now. They can go everywhere.
Ladies, dial in. We got some lady topics also. Ladies, dial in. I want to hear from you. Don't be afraid. Don't be shy. Okay, let's get into the sports.
Let's get it going.
Local, Broward County.
Wow.
Matchup.
Wow.
Last week, Saturday.
I know he wanted to bring this up. I understand why he's staying what he's saying. I really do. That's why he led into Broward County first.
That's right, fam.
Okay. I didn't fare out good this week. I didn't fare out good this week on some predicts.
Don't hold back.
You know, some things happen. I admit that I didn't fare out good. As I say, I'm going to say I didn't fare out good. That's the only thing that I can give him. I can't give him anything outside of that. Dillard didn't hold up to their end of the bargain. They got beat by Plantation. I had an opportunity to look at the game, look at the film on that game, and it was a couple of key mistakes that was made in that game that made that game wide open like it is. It wasn't that Plantation just dominated. Plantation used one play that was very effective. They used a screen route. And when I got a chance, I went over with Dillard to Dillard with Coach Martin, and I seen, I sat down with him and broke down film, and he told me as practice went on, they had to play with a couple, new players at linebacker that had never played the position. They got one of the key young running backs playing linebacker. And like I told you, this kid is the probably most promising young running back in the South Florida area. They had to use him at the defensive end spot. He's not a natural defensive end, so he don't understand that. At the linebacker spot, they had to fill in some spots. And then, at you know, they had to fill in also for their All-American, Wayne Lyons. At the linebacker spot, when this was going on, he had told the linebacker, hey, guy, in practice all week, if this kid, the back, swings out, you ought to fall back off the back and look for that receiver coming back up underneath for that screen. The kid continued the whole first half to go at that back every time he swung out. Coach said, bought him on the sideline. You understand. You must swing. Once you see that back swing, you better turn back because that screen is coming underneath you. And this young kid couldn't understand it. And I think it was too overwhelming in this game.
And this was a freshman kid, correct?
Yeah, the kid was a freshman. So and he, you know, he couldn't understand it. So, but when the second half came, after they went in halftime and fixed this situation, they were able to come back out and perform. They performed and they shut the screen down because I watched the same kid do the same assignment that coach taught him to do in practice. And they smashed that screen. But at that time, it was a little too late for it because the score had then jumped up to like 30-something to 7.
Okay, and with a lot of the teams here in Broward starting to get themselves together and in line for, you know, we got a lot of district games going on, a lot of jockeying for position because out of each district, there is a champion, which is a first seed team that will be taken out of each district, and then a runner-up team, which is the second team out of that district. It kind of puts Diller in a tough situation now that they lost some of their momentum against a winless Plantation High School team, and now they have to kind of do some patchwork on the defense until they can kind of get themselves back going or until Wayne Lyons can get back and add that piece that they're missing on defense.
Well, on the defensive side of the ball, they'll get those pieces back. The same team that you've seen against Glade Central will be back on the field. One of the kids got into a little situation, a little discipline situation, so his mom pulled him from playing in the game. That's their, one of the starting linebackers. He'll be back. Mm-hmm. He'll be back that week. And I think, in this case, I think Dillard will rise to the occasion because of the situation, how this game is. This is not only a district game. This is the Soul Bowl. This is for bragging rights. It's already been heated. I heard some things that one of the Dillard coaches, one of the top defensive coordinators at Dillard was at the game when Ford Anderson and Ely played, which that ended up in a ruckus. I don't know what's the outcome of that. Some of Ely players may be suspended because of the fighting situation. Ely players, I'm going to tell you what happened.
Big brawl. And the coaches and the players.
And I got deep into that situation. I did some deep investigation. What happened was one of the Ford Anderson players mailed some garbage bags over to Ely to say that they're trash. Ely players kept these garbage bags in their pants during the whole game. After the game was over, Ely come out and pull this game out. A couple of Ely players goes over to Ford Anderson's sideline. While they're on the sideline, they pull out the trash bag and they throw the trash bag. One of the players throw the trash bag and Mark James' face and say, no, you guys are trash. And what happened was, when you got that kind of situation to where you just threatened my head coach,
right?
Me as a player, I'm not going to stand back and let that happen. I'm gonna say something. Even though Mark James is not the head coach, he's AD, but Mark James was the head coach for these kids, some of these kids for 4-3 years.
Right.
So at that point, it was, hey, we're defending our head coach. And right now, they've been in and out of meetings with this. To see exactly, because the police had, a couple of kids had to get maced in this situation. So it got kind of hairy, and I'm curious to see how the Broward County Athletic Association is going to deal with this situation, because if they don't deal with it, it's even going to get heated even more when they play Dillard. Because now, you got to understand why I say that, people, because one of the kids that's supposed to be in the middle of all this is a kid, Kennard. He was a linebacker at Dillard, transferred to Ely. And he was the one that, because he transferred, because now it's a lot of movement that this kid did. And I think that's what kind of heated this thing off, because the kid supposedly,
was
rumor has it.
For a short time.
Yeah, that's rumor has it. And I think that's what heated it up with B.A. So I think, and he told, one of Aaron, one of the staff told, a source told me that he told one of the Dillard coaches, you guys are trash, we're going to kick off in your, you know what. And then he told Wayne Lyons, y'all ain't. He used that, you know, that very strong word. And when you get pissed off at somebody, you use. And he used that. And so that's already going to heat that fire over there.
Well, was it the S word?
No. It was the F word, followed by the S word, followed by the A word, followed by the B word, followed by all the alphabets that don't supposed to be used.
So with this occurring at the end of the game, we don't know if we have player suspensions that may be involved that may get in the way of a later Soul Bowl between Dillard and Ely, where that matchup will tell who may end up winning that district.
It's gonna tell a lot of things because it can play out a couple of different ways. That game could play out if Ely wins it, Ely wins out. Ely right. wins out. Boyd Anderson is number two in that district. Dillard goes home. Now, Dillard plays this game and Dillard wins. Oh, Nelly, we got a bomb burner finna get ready to take place on November 8th. After Dillard plays Miramar, that Monday, all three teams will have to tee off in a one-quarter game. I thought it was a Kansas City tiebreaker. It's not. It's a one-quarter game. Each team
will play.
Will play one quarter against each other. And what how it'll come out is that the best team, the team that gets the bye, is the team that has the best record. So if we look at this thing now and we play it out now, it'll probably wind up being, if Dillard wins it, Dillard and Boyd Anderson are squaring off first.
And Ely gets the bye.
Ely get a chance to observe both of these teams, and they'll get the bye. I don't know if that'll be to Ely's advantage or disadvantage. Now you got a team that's already warmed up, ready to go, versus a team that's cold. I don't know who gets the advantage in that situation.
Yeah, that's a tough situation. I think that would depend on the players that you have on your team and how ready those players are. You know, do they have that flip on switch where they understand what's going on, or you can keep them warm and focused on the task at hand while the other two teams are playing. But that is a big situation there that we will have to definitely keep focus on this week and the following week as we lead up to the Soul Bowl. Now, B.A. and Ely faced off, as we said, on Saturday night, and Ely was able to pull out a 34-31 victory, double OT, and who did you choose?
I knew he was coming to this. When he built this cake up, when he stopped putting the icing on it, I knew he was going to ask me for a piece of
the fans just want to know.
I chose Boyd Anderson. Yes, I did, and I admit that. I'm not going to shy away from that. I spoke on that earlier in the show that I did not fare out good this week. I chose Boyd Anderson to win that, and it didn't come out that way. I knew when he was putting icing on the cake, and he was over there just his lips was just getting worried. I'm going to already give him a piece of this cake, and I'm going to let him on. I'm going to make it nice and easy. I'm going to make him love it. And that way, when he's finished, he see me finish with icing, I'm going to ask him, do you want a piece of this cake? And he knew I would not be able to turn it down. So that's how he dressed that up, folks. I knew he was going there.
And it tastes so good. The cake tastes so good.
I understand that. Because I know you had a lot of it the week before. I stuffed you so full of it. You left with, as the kids say, Mom, I got a belly ache. I stuffed you with just that much of it the week before. So I can understand how you feel. And I knew you wanted to get to that. But this team playoff thing is going to play out in a couple of different areas. Not only here, but it may possibly play out in Palm Beach County, too.
Very well may play out in Palm Beach County. There is a good matchup of teams in one district that they're kind of encountering each other. It's the 6A district in Palm Beach with Park Vista, Seminole Ridge, and Atlantic High School. And this week, Park Vista faces off against Seminole Ridge. Now, Seminole Ridge is undefeated, okay? And Park Vista has already played Atlantic. Atlantic has beat Park Vista. And now Seminole Ridge faces off against Park Vista. If Park Vista wins this game, That means we have a three-way conference.
Same situation.
Same situation as in the Dillard and Ely and BA district. And with these teams trying to jockey for position right now, I mean, it has to be tough on the coaches and trying to prepare your team and not look forward and try to think about, okay, what's going on? Will we have this or will we have that? You know,
but the lucky thing about that, I think the lucky thing about that, they're going to wait not the week after, not the next Monday after following the game. They're going to wait 2 weeks, let the guys get through their full football schedule before they kick off. The only bad thing about that is, guess what? We play Monday, then we got to turn around and play Friday because playoffs will kick off after at that point. So I don't know how much of an advantage or disadvantage that is playing it that week, but you got to be ready to play two football games in 1 week. And it's going to be a physical.
I know, and that's tough on teams. That's very tough on players, you know, as normally, and us being two former football players, football players are creatures of habit. So we get into a certain workout during the week, and we're used to certain days. Okay, this is our heavy day. This is our light day. This is the day that we put in the game plan. Now you have these matchups where they're played on odd days if you have to play in these three-way ties. Do you really get the better team to come out and win, or do you get the team that can adjust in a short period of time?
I think it's a team that's going to adjust in a short period of time and understand how important this situation is, and I think if they're ready to play that, they've already played it out numerous of times in their head. And it's a team, I think, that has been to the dance before and understand what the dance could produce. If I've never been to the dance, it's tough for me to prepare. It's like going to prom. If I've never been to a prom before, the expectations of what's going to be on the other side of those doors at prom is tough for me to visualize. But if I've been to prom before, I understand what's going to be on the other side of the doors. And I think that's how it's going to play out when you get these teams that's never been to this dance, or having reached that pinnacle of their success in their careers.
And it's new to them.
I don't see it. I think it would be taboo to them. So I see those teams that have been to the dance will probably take this and be able to run with this. I see a team like Atlantic that has been to the dance a couple times and have not gotten. I mean, they've been in this playoff situation, so they understand the dynamics of it. So I think that'll help them. When you look at those teams like Dillard, Boyd Anderson, and Ely, those teams already have been to there. So that's not, I don't think either
all three of them. It's common for all
right.
Three of them.
It's common for those guys to be at this point. So it's an easier, I don't know if it's that common for those guys up in Palm Beach County to be in that situation. At least I know Atlantic has been in some tough situations like that before when they battle Ely a lot of times. I don't know how Park Vista may turn out, and I don't know how Seminole Ridge may turn out. I don't think Park Vista as tough has to be played out. That's why I see this thing really panning out that Seminole Ridge really would beat them. I don't know if they're tough enough to play a Seminole Ridge, because I've seen when they played Atlantic, it wasn't that close of a game. So I don't see it playing out in a three-way tie here at all.
Well, you know, we know that the 6A team in Palm Beach will go north.
And they play whoa.
For the playoffs. They'll go north first. But we know that the 6A road travels I-95 south to what? 71st Street.
It's going to be tough.
It's the Miami Central Rockets who are right now, they're district champs in their district. This is their second district title in a row. Right now they're ranked third in the state of Florida, out for all high schools, top teams in Florida. And one of their quarterback, Rakeem Cato, this is a smooth kid. And I said from the beginning that he was very smooth. This week, he broke a record. And what record can you share with the fans that this kid has broken over his high school career?
He's throwing a lot of touchdowns. This kid's throwing a lot of touchdowns. He's just really broke Ja'Kari Harris' touchdown record. And I see this kid, and I told people when I saw this kid play against Ely, this kid is something special. He has special weapons with him. and it's going to carry, it's going to need to put together and gel together to take this thing back to the state championship and possibly win. I see them winning the state championship, but it's going to be tough coming out of Miami now. It's not going to be
a cakewalk because
all of a sudden, the mighty Columbus have just taken a jump over them.
And could you believe that?
I'm finding it hard to believe, but I think they're looking at Central has lost one game. Columbus has lost no games, but I think they are not taking it into consideration. That was something new to Central. When they run on the road and place and face the team in Georgia, I think that was tough for them, you know, getting adjusted to that. But I don't see that when they match off, I don't see that as being really that tough of a game. I think Central will take that with no problem.
Well, let's say this. Okay, so Columbus High School, who's the other 6A team in the other 6A district in Dade, they're going to end up pretty much winning their district.
Yeah, but now I'm gonna tell you now, this thing can get kind of gray, because now you got the West. We can't eliminate the West.
No, you cannot eliminate a whole champ. No,
you can't eliminate the West, because what'll wind up happening is the West will be number two and one in the district.
Right, they'll be runner up,
and they will get a chance at another rematch. A battle in the jungle.
First round.
Columbus. They can see Columbus again.
They can see Columbus again. They'll see Columbus again
and possibly come back and face Central again.
So their road will be the toughest road out of all three teams.
Yeah.
But they will have a chance to
avenge all those losses and
show that they are exactly the true champ that we've seen for many years. Yeah, they do have the opportunity.
But I don't see, but you know, I see them probably, if they face a Central again, I see the same results. I don't think they're ready to go. You know, the quarterback that they have in there is playing pretty tough now at the West. Hilliard is playing pretty tough. But I don't see that playing out. I see Central just pretty much eliminating Dade County, heading on the road. They got to eliminate everything up that way as they travel that 97-9. I'm going to take them to Turnpike. I'm not going to take them 95.
You're going
to
take them
75. Because I want to make it it's going to be a faster trip to get to 75. It's faster to get to 75 through the Turnpike than it is 95. They're going to take that road, ride on up there, get that state championship, bring it back to Dade County. They're going to Luke going to throw some kind of big bash for them, and it's going to go crazy.
So you're saying you're going to be there at the Luke bash?
Oh, yeah. You got to figure Scott Florida has become one of their biggest fans. They love us down there in Dade County. Go ahead, Rockets.
There will be Luke dancers. There will be Luke dancers. Yes, I will be there.
Dade County's gonna he's gonna make sure that he recognizes that, because if you notice he's big on his team. Now he'll fight for his team.
Of course, as we know, his local battle is going on
with Sid Rosenberg. I mean, he told Sid he better not see him out. Sid said, "Hey, I'm just a little Jew. What you doing to me? Don't bring none of your goons," that Sid said, "to get me. I'm just speaking at what I'm saying. Is it true or false?"
Well, they may end up bumping into each other because I think that situation will play itself out depending on what UM ends up doing here as we get further into the season, into the end of the season. But those Dade County teams, they're playing a different brand of ball down there, and we know they're playing a different brand of ball. They're a top program in Central. And we look for them to do very well. Now they have another out of state game coming up this week, but it will be played here in Miami. That's right, out of state team coming here to Trash Pal Stadium, fans in Dade County. In Dade County, we have the Prattsville High School from Alabama. The state of Alabama is coming down to play Central at Trash Pal Stadium. So, That will be a matchup, and I pretty much, let me go ahead and put it out there, I call a blowout.
Yeah, I mean, Prattsville is not going to see the speed.
They have to make a statement. I think Central's going to make a statement. They saw that Columbus is up there, and I think they'll make a statement. So I got a blowout.
They're going to blast this team right off the this team is never going to be able to handle the speed that Miami Central has. I don't think too many teams even up that road going to be able to handle. They have a combination of speed and size, and a kicking game that's making them so special at this point. The young kicker that they have down there is unbelievable. Unbelievable.
young 10th grader. He's booting it already. You just figure by the time he gets up and a senior about to leave, he'll be able to write his ticket to any university he wants.
You better believe it.
As a 10th grader now, he's doing 35 yarders. So.
And I told Coach, I said, Coach, your biggest thing is not going to be can you get this kid to kick in the state championship. Your biggest thing is going to be can you hold on to this kid? Can you hold on to him?
Hey, if you're the top program, there's only one other program he could possibly go to.
I just stated, can you hold on to this kid? And I'm not going to go into detail. I'm you trying to go somewhere. I'm not going there. I know that's what I just said. You got to figure there's a lot of schools.
I'm going to say it for you. St. Thomas Aquinas. No,
I didn't say that. I'm not saying
that.
It, folks. I did not say
that. Well, I said it.
You heard that. That didn't come from me.
Hey, fans, stay with us here as we're going to go to a commercial break. Fans, we want you to call in. Let me give you that number now. So once we come out of break and we get into these hot topics, you can be with us. Ladies, you can be with us. We'll have some good topics for you also. You can call in at 530-413-4515 or 415-287-0074. When we come back, we'll give you the hot topic of the night, and we'll also go over some other topics.
Did the heat get water poured on it and become cold?
Hater.
Did the heat get water on them and become
hater.
Cold? Did the Dolphins, they still mulling over the loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Well, I really don't care.
Boy, you Miami fans, I tell you the truth, you got something special.
All right, come back with us, fans. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Let's take it to break. See you in 2 minutes.
Ladies, whether you're trying to look good for that special someone, or you're Miss Independent and you just want to look good for yourself, listen, you need to scratch where you've been going, cause sensational is where you need to be. Where they specialize in shortcuts, weaves, sew-ins and wraps and so forth. At Sensational Beauty Salon, it's guaranteed that they'll have you looking for an appointment. Call 954-786-3997. That's 954-786-3997. Located at 801 South Dixie Highway, Suite 5 in Cypress. Commercial brought to you by Focus and Dirty B. If you have a need for speed, or do you simply just want to lose weight, or get the best training to help you develop your skills, whether it's football or any other sport, just to name a few different skills you can learn, like agility, balance, coordination, assistance, and resistance. In order to be the best, you got to get trained by the best. Tony Fans at GetSensational.com. For more information, call 954-691-7804. Once again, 954-691-7804. Call now.
All right, fans, we're back, and you know what time, when you hear that music, what time it is. It's the hype time, and the hype time is when the hot topics come in, and we give you some of the hot local sports of what's going on here in South Florida, and it may even go national. So what do we want to start with here? The only hot topic, and I mean hot, when I say hot, like, you gotta say caliente, we talking about the heat, baby, and The big three, let me say this, starting out, the Miami Heat have not jailed yet, folks. You don't have to panic. It's no need to panic. That this was going to take a little while to jail.
Why not panic?
Like Dwayne Wade said.
He's been talking ever since they put this thing 82 together.
82 games, it won't happen.
He's been talking ever since they had dreams of saying they was going for the record.
So we'll do 75. That's fine. We'll have to do
82. But what I'm saying is, I don't see it.
72 is the record. That's the record.
I don't see what you're saying.
So
I don't see it.
So the Heat won't get 72 games.
I don't see that. I don't think they're going to gel enough. Like you said, you guys been, you South Florida fans that love the Heat. You guys been talking about this thing with this big three. The Heat met the big three. They met the real big three.
The old big three.
You can call them old. You can call them new. They went up against. Father and son met. The real three met the real three. And the real three came out on top. Now, I know you guys going to say, and it's interesting, people about South Florida fans. This is one thing. They don't take a loss and just say, okay, we lost. You guys try to find all the tangibles. The custodian didn't put the trash right. The guy that was bringing in the basketballs made a mistake and lost one basketball, and the other one's kind of warped. So that's what happened. That's why they didn't win. They didn't win because they played the best three. They played the best three.
So it's just because they played them. It was just because they played them. That's why they didn't win?
Yeah, because they played the better team. Oh. So you're telling me. So wait, hold on. I'm going to ask you this question before you go to get into all this illustrations and all these dynamics, these numbers. People don't want to hear numbers. There's only three categories, people, when you're playing sports that counts. Three. You got a win category, you got a loss category, and you got a tie category. What happened to the Heat? Which category, Kelsey, listen, folks. He's ready to start this dialogue. I ask him one thing. Give me one answer. All I need is one answer. Which category did the Heat fall in?
The Heat fell in the L column last night.
Okay. So if they fell in the L column, then that you're telling me the better team won, which was the Celtics. Just answer the question. Yes or no, because you said they fell in the L category. The better team won.
Yes, the better team
won. So you're saying the Celtics
last night.
No.
Last
okay.
Night.
That's all that counts.
Yeah, last night.
What you try to prepare me for, but what you try to prepare me for week 52, I can care nothing about because guess what? There's a lot of things between week 1 and week 52 that may get this thing distorted. So
all
I worry about is week 1. You guys had an opportunity. You went on the big stage. This was the biggest stage. I think they said, I'm going to quote earlier from Kevin Kiley.
Right.
I'm going to quote this. The seats in the Garden.
Right.
The flow seats were the highest seats ever for two seats at a sporting event ever. Two seats.
14,000?
No. $42,000 for two seats on the floor.
$42,000.
Now they move across the country with a big wave now.
See the three kings, $42,000.
They're paying big money. I gotta get it. Now, I gotta give it to you.
Now were those seats $42,000 last year when it was just?
No, they wasn't 42. But it doesn't make a difference.
I was just wondering.
How much the seats costed, and the result of the game are two different things.
Right. That's two different things.
I can care less what the seat cost. I want to win.
Right. You want to win.
And who won the East?
In week one.
No, who won the East last year?
Game one.
No, ask my question. Who won the East?
Who won the East last
year?
Yeah,
I would like to know.
Well,
just ask my question.
Who won the East?
NBA?
Why are we talking about a runner up?
Now you hear it.
Why are we talking about a runner up? That makes
you hear it coming. You hear it coming. Answer the question.
Who won the NFL team that won the AFC last year? Fans, do you know? Or perhaps do you care? If I ask you who won the NFL last year, who was the Super Bowl champion last year, ladies, call in.
Listen.
You will tell me. And listen. I guarantee you, all the ladies know it. It's a hot thing. New Orleans Saints.
Wait, you played a lot
of. You don't know who the Saints played? You care less.
You played a lot of sports, right or wrong?
Yes.
People, the reason why I stated who won the East I'm going to take you back, and I'm going to let you see why. I got to explain it to you for those that are not really sports people, that are not so inclined to understand that the hill that you must climb to get to the top. Okay? Hold on. You play a lot of sports, and I'm going to let him answer the question. I'm going to see if he can answer with a yes or no answer. When you start out playing in the beginning, they tell you that you must win what first? Your division, right?
Right.
First of all, you must win game to game, but you must win your division.
Right.
After you win your division, then what happens? You must win what?
You must win your next level or conference.
And then in order to get to the big dance, you got to win the what?
You got
to
win the championship.
Okay, so I'm taking you back to it.
Right.
Who won the championship in the East?
Wait a minute. Ask him a question.
Can I get an answer?
Who won?
The Celtics, people. He don't want to tell you. The Celtics won the East.
You want to go in the middle. You don't want to go.
I got to climb a hill before. I don't just listen. One thing about when you're doing this, they don't just drop you off at the top. You got to climb. That's why they tell you. Don't let me drop you to the top of stairs, but you must climb stairs. You must climb stairs. So I had to climb stairs to get to the East. When the Heat was in there climbing steps, what happened?
When they were in their climbing steps?
Yeah, what happened to them?
This year?
We haven't started. Yeah, they lost already this year. So, okay, I'm talking about last year. Let's not try. So if the East was dominated by the real big three, can I get you the name, the real big three?
The real big three?
Yeah.
The real big three is in L.A. That's the real big three.
Kobe, Gasol, Bynum. People don't look at them as three. People look at them as one, and they look at that team as Kobe Bryant. So don't try to go there.
No.
They talk about Kobe. Let's be real. When you talk about the Lakers, no. Okay. I'm going to ask since you want to go there.
Okay.
When you say Laker, what's the first thing come to your mind?
You're going
to
say Kobe.
When you say Celtics, three things come to your mind. When you say Heat, three things come to your mind.
Right.
Okay, so now how you took me giving you the big three and you bring in the Lakers. I know why you bought in the Lakers, because you want to cloud this thing up.
Big three.
No. You just.
I got to go to the championship.
How did you give me the real big three when you said, I asked you, when you think about the Lakers, what do you think about? And you said Kobe. You never said three.
Right.
So, now listen at yourself, folks. Listen at. I need somebody to call in and help me clarify this thing, please.
Call in.
And help me to clarify this situation, because I don't think he really. I know what he's doing. He's trying to cloud the situation.
I'm not going to let him. 530-413-4515. Or you can call in 415-287-0074. Now, I'm not trying to cloud the situation, and please call in, because we want some more perspective on this thing, so we can help Tony out, so he can really, really understand that.
Helping me out.
He knows.
You clouded your own situation.
He's talking about one game with a team that is not even the championship team. Why are we wasting our time talking about a team that is not a champion?
Okay. How about the Lakers? So you're telling me the Celtics don't have championship? You're telling me the Celtics don't have championship nowhere in their banners upstairs?
But wait a minute.
No, answer my question.
We're talking about the championship team from last year.
Okay, but you said champion. You just said there was, but you just had to say championship team, brother. You said it was last year. That was the last season.
Well, we got to go from the last champion.
Who do you chase?
You chase the Lakers.
No. In the East, who do you chase?
In the East, who do you chase?
Who do you chase in the East?
In the East, you're going to try to win the East.
No.
You could chase the Celtics.
How could you? You got to. If they won the East, how can you not? You guys got to. You know what? I'm going to tell you. You guys are worried about the Celtics. You better be worried about the team where Mickey Mouse lives.
Oh, no. Friday night. It's gonna get up.
You better worry about the team that Mickey Mouse plays.
Friday night.
Mickey Mouse and his buddies coming. That's what you better watch out for.
I tell you what, when you go down to the AAA building on Friday night, that's right off of Bayside, I may be there. Scout Florida may be there. And
You know, that building usually lights up an orangish, reddish color for heat colors. It may be green walking in. Why is that?
Because you know why?
It will be kryptonite in that building. But Superman won't fly that night. It will be the big three all night long.
But you know why it might turn green? You ever seen when there's a fire and all of a sudden you pour water on it?
Uh-huh.
You know it get a little greenish before it goes out.
Listen,
yeah, it get a little greenish. So you answered your own question. It gets a little greenish. When they went to Boston, the little green people, the leprechauns, told them there was no magic going on in here. The real big three will stand up. And I call them, because they are up in age. You guys are averaging 27. Those guys are averaging 34.
Right.
But it's always, I tell you this.
Right.
When you put a teacher up against a student.
Right.
The teacher thinks more. The student try to react with the youth, and the thinking always prevail because they just like you saw the movie Colors. You saw the movie Colors, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you saw when the little rookie was in the car with the experienced officer, and he was saying, "Let's go get him." What did the experienced officer tell him?
Don't go so fast. Let's take our time.
So we can do what?
So we can make sure we get all of them.
Yeah, but the young guy wanted to go and get one. The older guy told him, "Now slow down, young buck. Let's go down there and get them all." And that's the difference
That's not going to work here.
But that's the difference in that scenario.
That's a good analogy. That's a good analogy.
It is what it is, though.
And kudos for the analogy. Very good.
It is what it is.
But what will happen is youth and talent, not only youth, but talent will prevail when those two teams meet again. And I'm going to tell you the date, fans. November 11th, Boston has to come down here. And one thing we will find out is that this team could not beat the Lakers. And we will identify why they cannot beat the Lakers. Because they were too old and they did not match up with a faster, more athletic team in the Lakers. That was the problem. So, who do we fear? We fear the Lakers more as a team that we need to reach for, because we don't know if Boston's going to be there. Boston probably won't be there. Shaq, listen to this, fans. Shaq played 18 minutes last night. Shaq does not average 18 minutes. It was the first game of the season. Why did the Heat get rid of Shaq? Because he cannot play a lot of minutes. He's old. Shaq is going to complain. I give Shaq until November. Shaq may bow out of the next matchup between the Heat and the Celtics. Do not be surprised if Shaq does not make it down here to South Beach to play in that next matchup, because why? He'll complain about his toe or his finger or his leg or
Paul Pierce
already walked off the court in the middle of the game.
You gotta be crazy.
His back, my back.
Now I gotta give it to him. They are old, and they, you know, I give them the Tyrannosaurus Rex.
So you know what's going to happen.
But that's not going to happen.
82 games.
That's not going to happen.
82 games.
Because they're going to get some of those games, the league is going to be, their bench is good.
Their bench is pretty good.
So
it's pretty good.
Guess what? That gives them an opportunity
to
relieve some of that.
Uh-huh.
So when they relieve some of that, guess what? We can last a long season. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
But while they're focusing on lasting, all we're waiting on for the Heat is just practice.
Not a game. Practice.
Because we're talking about these guys, we already know. These young guys are
going to Who made that practice word so special?
Allen Iverson. It doesn't matter.
You're talking about practice?
It doesn't
matter. Man, we're talking about a game here.
Yeah, but his mode of thinking and his attitude does not venture into this
practice game.
Now, the Miami Heat are a very good defensive team, as they showed last night.
But now
the Celtics are the best. I'll give the Celtics that. They exploited
some of the Heat areas.
Of course.
You got to admit that.
Yes, they did. Of course.
The one in the five.
Naturally, a team.
The one and the five.
That's been together. How long have the Celtics been together?
They've been together a while.
The players has been there. They've been together for about 4 years. Right? About four
and that's
years.
Why I'm trying to tell you. It's going to take a while before.
About 4 years.
And that's good.
Together, right?
That's great.
Okay.
And how many? And they've been to the big dance. How many out of that four, though?
What? Two out of the four?
That's
two
half.
Out of the four?
So that's great.
Okay. So now, you're supposed to find chinks in armor if you are the Celtics. But now, what do we say about the Celtics if they don't know, if they got to focus on, all right, are we going to make it a season? Not the playoffs. We can't even look at the playoffs. We got to try to make it through this season. Now, the Heat are not focusing so much on the season. They're focusing to getting the gel, the chemistry between the players, because they know it's a difference when you have to, when you're thinking. And you're like, well, will I make it, or I don't know, or, you know, in sports, if you know, you play with the confidence, as opposed to if you don't know, we play sports, that you play with the hesitation, thinking. If we know that the Heat are going to make it there, all they're waiting on is the jail. All they need to do is just play basketball.
Now, so.
Just play. All they have to do is play. It's nothing major that's in their way. They have to do is just learn, okay, well, where's my guy going
to
be?
But listen to what you're saying. You say they got to. So right. When you're saying they got to, you don't know if they are because you're using that word.
It doesn't take long. When you're talking about all-star players that know the game, not a learning the game, a lot of the players, and that's just the real
thing. So you're telling me they're not learning the game to play with
young.
They're not learning the game to play within the scheme of what the Miami Heat is asking them?
No.
So they're going to play their own kind of freelance basketball. That's what you're saying. They got to learn. So you're telling me they're not learning how to play with each other?
Well, they're learning.
Are they learning how to play with each other?
How to play with each other?
Is that going to take some time? Because when you look at all three of these guys, now help me here. All three of these guys are used to where they were,
right?
They were the man.
Right.
Now, who decides in a clutch situation, who decides who take the shot? Who decides that?
The ball when it's time
No. You know that doesn't happen.
I mean,
you know that doesn't happen.
You mean if you're drawing out the player, you're deciding in the time.
If you're in a situation, who decides in the clutch situation, who decides, hey, let's give it to this guy?
Easy. Hot hand. Basketball, hot hand. Easy.
Okay.
Easy.
You got two hot hands between Wade and LeBron.
Okay, you got
two. Who decides?
You draw up a play where
no, I'm gonna give you a
you got two players that you have a choice. Now, if I call a timeout, especially in basketball, you can move the ball in basketball when you inbound it. So it can go from one player to the next without one of those players taking a shot, but it can still touch his hands right throughout the play.
Right.
As we saw last night. And let's go back very briefly here. When Ray Allen made that shot, when the Heat brought it back, brought it down to three, come out of timeout.
Okay.
How many players for Boston in that play touched the ball? At least about three players.
Right. I understand that.
Before Ray Allen took the shot. Now, they may have knew that Ray Allen was taking the shot, but what if Ray Allen fell coming off the screen, or they doubled Ray Allen and now one of the other guys are open?
But that's not what I'm asking you. You took us all around Robin Hood ball.
No.
And I understand that. But what I'm asking you is, in that situation, you're the coach. All right, guys, we're down the clutch situation. Here we are. We're at timeout. We're drawing this thing up. Give the ball to who? Who would you give the ball to? You the coach. Who do you decide who's going to take that shot? Tell me. LeBron, Wade, or Bosh? Who do you want to give it to?
Dwayne Wade.
Why?
Because he's a closer. He's a finisher. Everyone knows that Dwayne Wade
wait
is a finisher.
Minute.
He's a finisher. I mean, yes, LeBron is a finisher, but what we have to understand is that LeBron scored his 31 last night when? In the third to bring the team back. When did Wade start getting that killer instinct? Wade was part of closing it down to three. He's a natural finisher.
But
he's a natural
finisher.
But I'm saying that's what Spoelstra will.
So LeBron is not.
Okay,
now when it gets in a situation and there becomes a friction on the team, man. Okay, well, hey, you know, LeBron ain't getting it done. What happens? Do you automatically eliminate that?
I mean, no, you don't eliminate options. No, you never eliminate options. But who will the ball try to go to, or who the play may be?
I'm gonna ask.
Will be Dwayne Wade.
So you're gonna say Dwayne Wade that you go to?
I'm saying Dwayne Wade.
Okay. All right. You're hearing, folks, and that's where I'm telling you they got to learn to gel that together. But as we go, guys, I also have a special guest that we brought on today. We're gonna bring him on. A good friend of mine. He's running a training program in Detroit, Michigan. And I wanted to bring him on to just explain some of the dynamics and things that go on in Detroit when you come to train. I know how it is when you're here in Florida because we can train year-round, and we love it. I met him this weekend. I was up with him this weekend in Kansas, a good friend of mine that, like I told you, I played ball with. Shock, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here. How you doing,
what's
Mr. Fans?
What's happening, man? I'm doing pretty good. How you doing out there in Detroit?
How you doing there, Shock?
I'm doing pretty good. It's October the 27th, so we got some good weather today. It was 60 degrees here today, so we're excited about that.
I could imagine. Hey, man, I brought you on because I wanted to let you know, folks know here in South Florida, let us know, you know, what you're doing. I explained some of the stuff to them earlier that, you know, you're a personal trainer. I'm a personal trainer. And I just let them explain to them how this thing works in Detroit.
Well, Tony, as you know, we're known for basketball up here, but we have some great athletes in the state of Michigan, primarily in the Detroit area, producing a lot of Division I athletes out here. And we've come to notice that a lot of the other states were doing training, a lot of off-season training and getting ready for the season. So we've put an emphasis on off-season training. And obviously it gets cold up here, so we have a lot of indoor facilities that we try to use. And we've just been embarking on some of the Nike principles, the Spark training, speed, agility, quickness, reaction. And it's our athletes have gotten even better. You know, they have a lot of natural ability, but they weren't being trained properly. So with my program, I base it off those principles. The name of my training company is Next Level Fitness Training, incorporated from myself. And I have about 20, 25 athletes, and ranging from little league all the way up to high school and some college kids.
Okay, if someone was in that Detroit area or in those surrounding states that's up there that needed to get in touch, or how can they get in touch with you?
They can call my cell. They can email me. My cell number is 313-468-5249. And then my email address is cj@nextlevelfitnesstraining.net. Email me, or like I said, give me a call. I do have a website as well. Once they email me, I can get them that. But the website is www.nextlevelfitnesstraining.net. So either way, they can get in touch with me. And like I said, we're really looking forward to this off season. As football season is close, I've already got calls from several parents and athletes that want me to start the off-season training within the next couple of weeks, and we're just looking forward to bigger and better things up here in Motown.
I hear you in Motown. So is this training thing going, is it starting to pick up wind there in Detroit?
Yes.
Is it starting to go big?
Oh my God, Tony, is it? We have a couple, like I said, we have a velocity training. We have a couple of training facilities, but it wasn't as big as it was down in Florida, Texas area. And now it's just on fire. I mean, I've you know, been in touch with several trainers up my way that we're going to actually come together as a team, four or five of us, and we're going to go out and train different high schools or youth leagues, go to their sites and train them using, like I said, those principles, using the bands, the straps, some of the hydronic, you know, the pool workouts. So we're learning a lot from, you know, going to clinics and talking to people. And the way information news travels, you know, in 2010 is very, you know, expedient, with YouTube and a lot of different, videos you can watch. And we've just been sitting around and trading ideas and thoughts and, put together, you know, a good training program for the kids. And, it's just taking off. It's taking off like wildfire. And you know, it feels good to be a former athlete, as you said, when he came on and played at the University of Kansas with Mr. Sands from 88 to 93. And when I came out of Michigan, I was a basketball player and I was a good athlete and I played football all my life, but I never trained for football. And now the kids are training for it, they're excited about it, and I don't know, it's just taking it to a new level.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to get the opportunity to bring you on because I always say that we never get as much exposure as we should because of the things that we are doing out here in the community. We're developing young men for tomorrow's days. So I wanted to get an opportunity to bring you on, let people know. My co-host Kelsey Dudley want to also ask you some questions in this process.
Hey,
okay, no problem.
Shaka,
go ahead.
Shaka, how you doing? This Kelsey
Dudley. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fine. I know a little bit about your area. I went to school up there and played some ball at Western Michigan University over in Kalamazoo.
Okay. The Broncos, okay.
Yeah, over with the Broncos. So what I wanted to ask you was what area are a lot of your top, I guess, or the most players clients that you have as far as players. What area are they coming from there in Detroit? Because I know the Southfield area has a couple of players coming out of there. Around Detroit King High School, they have players coming out of there. So what area do you get most of your client players from that you train?
Well, I would say the whole metro Detroit area. I wouldn't limit it to one community specific. Southfield is a big area. I live in Farmington Hills. I used to live in Detroit. But I live in Farmington Hills, and I get my athletes from all over. So there's really not one specific area. But, I mean, we look at, as a whole, we're looking at the Detroit area as one of the hotbeds for athletes coming out. A lot of the Detroit kids didn't have access to training. It was more so in the suburbs, but we brought it to the Detroit area and the surrounding suburbs. So I would have to say, it's not just one area. It's more the metro Detroit area, right out, you know, maybe 10 to 15 miles right outside of Detroit and within Detroit.
Oh, okay. And and I hope you guys keep it up. That's great that you got it started up there. And hopefully, you know, what we're doing down here in Florida, I hope it catches on to a lot of the places, you know, up there and some of the trainers such as yourself up there. And it kind of pushes you to get the same thing going up there. So we're really proud of you down here.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. As I spoke to Tony this weekend, we shared some ideas, and we're going to do some collaborations. Maybe I may even fly down there and take a look at some of the training things you guys are doing. But I am super excited with last summer being a very big summer for me. I had, like I said, 20, 25 clients just starting off. And my phone has been ringing off the hook already for this offseason and moving forward. So I'll definitely be in touch with Tony and some of you guys down there to get some training techniques and some of the things you guys are doing and are working for your kids and for your athletes. And like I said, I think we're going to enhance the ability of the Detroit kids and the Metro Detroit area and, you know, just give them a better opportunity to make it to the next level. And that's all our kids are asking for here, and I plan to help them with that. So thanks for having me on this evening. I look forward to getting more information from, you know, from the training facility, the training things you guys are doing, and I appreciate it.
All right, man. Hey, tell the missus I said what's up. Tell her it was nice visiting with her. Hey, and don't forget, you know, you got to send me those tapes because I know she's going to kill me and you. If we don't
yeah, she reminded me when we left that I didn't do my job. So I'll be in touch with you, Mr. Sands, okay?
All right, Shaq, man. Nice talking to you, man.
Thank you. Enjoy you guys. You have a good evening.
All right. You too.
Hey, Scout Florida fans, we thank you for staying with us. We thank you for joining us tonight. We thank you for listening in on my number one Heat Talk. And Scout Florida fans, as soon as I leave the studio, I'm headed straight for the TV to watch
the big
my
three.
Three
He's
kings.
Going, you can't watch
three kings. It ain't, it, when I say kings, then that eliminates the Celtics. So you don't have to worry about it. I didn't say three.
You're right. You didn't say the big three.
Don't worry about that.
You're right.
Hey, Scout Florida fans, make sure you stay with us. Next week we'll be back as we get ready for the playoffs. Tony, take us out, baby. What we got?
You
got
to understand. I know it's a heat wave going on in South Florida, but guess what? When you travel outside of the state,
the weather
gets cold. Fire goes out when it goes up north. So as I leave you with that, You Heat fans in South Florida, don't get your hopes up. You follow the same path that the Dolphins fans have followed for years. And
hater.
You'll get the same results.
Hater.
So until then, we're going to hit the music and we're going to leave this thing until we come back to you next week. Peace.
Thank you.